Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Larry Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday fun day. You are now tuned in live. We're all talking on filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Yeah, that's your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all, because that's just what we do, and we being messy because that's what we do. Let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. My girl, Niecy, my dude, that dude, Rap Star, what's the deal?
What?
What?
Get at me, dog.
No, motherfuckers.
Get
no,
at me, dog.
Motherfuckers. What's going on, motherfuckers?
Happy Sunday, motherfuckers. Roll up. What's up? What's poppin', everybody?
At all times, baby. Hey, look. Oh, my God. You know what? I don't know. This is light-skinned people problems. And, Niecy, you caramel light. You know what I'm saying? You're not light. Well, me, I'm light bright, damn near white, like a light bulb,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sick of this allergies mm-hmm. and shit. I went outside, and it's like every time when I go outside, I don't know what's in the air, what this shit is kicking up, but my fucking cheeks get red as a motherfucker, like I got rosacea or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And we feel like I should be in the bubble. Remember that movie, The Man in the Bubble?
Mm-mm.
STL, you
need
probably
you know, you remember.
Know
you probably got allergies. You probably got allergies.
Oh, yeah, I got them here. Wow.
Look, the man with the big-ass condom around him, I know. The man in the bubble. See, I can't get my mind off the sex.
This shit is a mess, though. I'm like, can't get your mind off of who, what happened?
Off of sex, I said the man with the big condom around him.
You must need to get some.
Yeah, I do. Just need a face.
Y'all heard that, right?
I don't need nothing else. I just need a face, and that's it. I just need a face. That's it.
Hey,
I need to take
Niecy is taking applications for FaceTime, and I ain't talking about an iPhone, y'all. But we going to get into these Dollhouse announcements real quick, and we be right back. Royalty gon' drive them, Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, that was a lovely royalty dropping that on us. Happy birthday, Ma. You know what I'm saying? It's her birthday and shit. India, happy belated birthday, sexy India, proprietor of Dollhouse Radio. But yeah, let's go and get into that. Where they do that at?
Yo. Okay. Niggas.
What you got for us, man?
You know how you have a TV show and they got in the TV show got episodes and shit like that, you know. I'm gonna call this episode not the B word but Unstable Creatures. That's the episode going on. I'm not gonna say the
creatures.
B word.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say unstable creatures. There's a Canadian woman who was arrested Monday night. She was at a local Tim Horton restaurant. I never knew what a Tim Horton restaurant was. Where I'm at, we don't have them. So, you know, this
like a
gotta be, you know. Yeah, sort of, kind of. This woman was trying to use the facilities of the bathroom, Albania. And one of the people who worked there denied her access to use the facilities. So she took it upon herself to have revenge on the employees of Tim Horton and decided to pull her pants down and take a runny shit on the floor of the restaurant and picked it up and threw it at the employees. Where the fuck they do that at?
Hey, it was a shitty situation, fam. Hey, but hold on. Wait a minute. You said a runny shit?
The shit was runny. Like, it had no consistency to it. Like, it was just, it looked like oatmeal. Because how it was the video was actually a surveillance video. So you seen everything that was on the surveillance video. You seen her and the employee go back and forth arguing, and then she just backs up. She took a couple steps back, dropped her drawers, dropped the deuce, scooped it up, and threw it at him.
Hey, that motherfucker was. You gotta divide that. Because, if it was Ronnie Nisi, go get your peoples, ma. Go get your peoples.
Like, they really slinging shit over here. That's crazy
as hell.
Why would you do that? Why? Like, what, why? For what? How? Why? I don't understand. First of all, it's weird as hell because the fact that she actually took the couple seconds to actually push that shit out. You know what I could have done in a couple of seconds that she, like, actually waited for that shit to come the fuck out, man? I could have wrote half a verse.
Oh, my God. That's Nisi. Go get your peoples, man. Go get your peoples. Don't let her
bang,
throwing
bang.
Shit.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Bang. Hey, she had the motherfucking run.
Crazy.
It had, bitch had to go. She was like, oh, so you ain't gonna let me use it? I'll leave you a little something. I want to know what she did afterwards. Like, what, she would just pull her
she
fucking
threw it at him.
She
threw it at him. She threw it at him.
Oh, she picked it. Oh, nasty, bitch.
Yeah, she
nasty.
Picked it up and threw it at him. Like, they was mud pies.
Oh, she was
like
a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she got arrested that Monday night. She, yeah.
I wouldn't even been the one who wanted to lock that motherfucker up smelling like shit and got feces all over her and... You know what I'm saying? Oh, nasty.
Ooh, can you imagine getting locked up and all, you know, the bathroom's nasty and shit. Can you imagine just going in there and you got all that on your ass? That's crazy. We ain't, I mean, well, you know, rap stars.
It is dry.
You know,
by
nice.
The time she
well,
got
me and
man,
by the time she got
it,
it was
I
all up
know.
On her ass, crusty. Mm-mm.
Fuck all that shit. I want to know what's up with the manager who had to walk around the fucking establishment with shit on his. You know, and shit. Like,
no, he
yo, somebody just threw shit at you, son. You ain't gonna do nothing?
Oh my God. It,
shit,
it,
what
so
he gonna do? What he gonna do? Get it all over him?
He's
gonna have it from head to toe. He got up on her. It was
oh
gonna be a
God.
Problem.
That's the worst
that
form
fucking...
of disrespect that you can.
Hold up.
In
you, hey,
I,
you got
that like
you gonna go to the line real quick because somebody got something they want to say and they might, you know what I'm saying, maybe they could shed some light on the subject. So let's go here. 314, you on the line.
No,
I ain't
shed,
I'll talk
no,
no,
no, it ain't no shed no light on that shit. What he forgot to tell y'all was this a nasty bitch after she threw the shit at him, she proceeded to grab some napkins from their place, wipe her ass, and throw that at him too. So he's right. Where the hell do they do that at? And we know that in the time that it took for her to take that shit and throw it at him twice, they could have been calling police on that. Now, you know damn well if there was a black person. I'm just going to say it, y'all, because I know y'all thinking this shit. If it was a black person, they should have been locked up. You understand what I'm saying? Real talk. Hey, y'all, I love y'all. Lisa, you my girl, honey. Girl, I love you.
Oh, what's this?
But you know that it's the real. You seen that whole video. I seen that video too. Come on, y'all. She did.
Who,
did she take that
say?
Hit?
Wait, who did she...
I
who
said if it had been a black person, they would have been locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
in the
yeah.
time that
yeah.
it
yeah.
took
most
her to do all
definitely.
Of
that,
they
most
could
definitely.
Have called the police and got her out of that establishment. You feel what I'm saying? With all these people getting locked up for just barbecuing and simply just being in places, why is it that she was not locked up?
Wait a minute, playing, having a basketball court on a basketball net on the edge of the driveway. You're locked up for the dumbest shit.
Exactly.
Dumb
you
shit.
Feel what I'm saying? That's crazy as hell. But this bitch could take a dump in the establishment and proceed to throw it at the manager, and you don't see no police presence. You don't hear anything of it, do you?
No,
because she was of the Caucasian persuasion.
Yeah, she's privileged.
That's
I call it privileged.
Some nasty ass shit.
So you privileged
and he don't want to say it, but bitch, you nasty.
She was privileged enough to throw that shit at his ass.
They got the. They said Paul Mooney said it best. He said they got the complexion for the protection for the collection.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, look,
but y'all know I just have to
say
y'all, I love y'all. Of course,
absolutely.
I love y'all.
We love,
I love
you
y'all.
More. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you for chiming in, man. Stay on the line with
all
us.
Right.
Yeah, we love our people here, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it do. We appreciate all our callers and people that chime in, that stream online. We love y'all, man. And without you, there is no us. But,
right.
Rap Star, you know what I'm saying? That's some crazy shit. Where the fuck they do that at? That's crazy.
Yeah. And I got another unstable creature, too. I'm on the ass now.
Another bitch. Another one of these.
Another unstable, unstable creature. I'm not going to say the B word. I'm going to say unstable creature. All right? So there's this woman who, she's locked up right now. And they had an interview of her. She was in there for stalking. She was stalking this Paradise Valley man. I guess, you know, they was in some type of relationship or she wanted to be in a relationship and he didn't. Well, everything in the interview that she was saying, you know, talking about love and this, that, and the third. This is actually like a police footage that they recorded her inside the jail.
And the police say that she sent this man over 65,000 texts. Within the texts were threats talking about, you know, she didn't, if he didn't come back to her or didn't, you know, be with her, that she would bathe in his blood.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh,
and
my.
Wear body parts. And wear body parts of him on her.
Oh,
where
did
he do that
to,
at? Yo, where you find? Yo, motherfuckers be finding some pretty good prizes out here, man.
So, Rapstar, hold up. You went from a nasty bitch to a crazy bitch, because that's a crazy bitch. So you went from a nasty bitch to a crazy bitch.
She letting him know she gonna chop that ass up.
Yeah, you know what? It's a good thing that she's behind bars, because that's the kind of bitch that'll kill you.
Oh yeah,
that's the kind of love.
That's literally love. Like yeah, like she said, you know, she would wear body parts. So you know, if she ends up, you know, if she end up murking him, she gonna wear his face as an evening mask. That's fucked up.
Oh, my motherfucker, bitch nuts.
But my thing
she
is,
like
you
that,
can't, at the end of the day, you can't force nobody to fuck with you. You can't force nobody to be with you, dude. And then doing something of that magnitude, ain't nobody fucking with you. Bitch, you need to be behind bars. You need to be under the motherfucking jail. You a Hannibal Lecter type bitch. See, that's the kind of, and you know what? I don't fuck with some motherfuckers in the past. You just be motherfuckers out there. You be like, I got to take them out. I got to. Look, it's either me or motherfucking you, and I think it's going to be you. Because you got me fucked up, and I'm going to show you that you know what I'm saying, you got me, you know, fucked up. You know, come on, man, get the fuck out of here. You can't, that's crazy, bro. That's hella crazy, bro. Oh, my God.
And she in there smiling, laughing, telling jokes about the whole situation. See, when they, that's when you know a motherfucker's crazy. When they end up talking about what the fuck they going to do to you. She talking to the officers, telling them what she was going to do to him very vividly, and she's sitting there telling like it's story time.
Yeah, she's special.
She was talking to the cops when she said that?
Yeah, this is the interview. She was in the interview. Because they interviewed her. You know how they do, like, hardened criminals, like, you know, Charles Manson and everything like that. They get, you know, people to interview them to see, you know, let the world know what makes them tick and shit like that. And she was sitting down there, and she was just, you know, like, yeah, I was going to, you know, love is this, and love is unconditional. And when you love somebody, you don't let them go. I'm like, oh, shit.
Now when you love some, that's some crazy people shit. Now when I love him, I don't let him go. Nah, bitch, he gone. He is gone. He been gone. You need to go. Just exactly where the fuck you are, because you're crazy. And stay there. That is insane. That's not, Niecy, get your peoples. What is going on? What's the, problem?
Yeah. Oh, no. They done got loose on me and shit. Told these bitches to wait for me. They ain't want to wait. These bitches don't want to wait. Hold on. We got to get this shit under control. Crazy bitches, huh? Like them crazy hoes. That bitch ain't going to be getting nothing. Nothing but a bag of chips and hopefully a candy bar. Talking about cutting motherfuckers up. She ought not never see the light of day.
If she had enough nuts to say it in front of the cops, you a bad motherfucker. Because you already incriminating yourself right there with a threat. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
It didn't matter because she was already behind bars. She wasn't going nowhere.
How the fuck she texted?
She just solidified that.
Well, she got it. What's that? Where'd she get a phone from?
Huh?
The only place got phones is where she get a phone from? Because the only place that got phones is the feds. You know what I'm saying? Where the fuck she get a phone from?
I don't know.
sex with him.
Well, she didn't get the phone. She didn't get the phone in jail, but like she got locked up really going at this nigga like really crazy. So she was locked up and she wasn't in no regular prison. Like she was in like one of them crazy men.
She's in a nut house.
They interviewing her and she's just going.
Yeah.
She's just airing this shit out. She airing everything out.
She don't give a fuck. She says shit. She already locked up. What they gonna do? Lock her? Double lock her up? She already in there. Fuck it. Get your shit off then. I wouldn't even want to be the one at the, you know what I'm saying, letting that bitch go out, go, you know, go to the mess hall or nothing. Be scared. The fuck? But you know what? In the prison system, it's a lot of motherfuckers that's like that. You know, and people who have not commit murders and those type of things are living with them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've done
okay.
it. Okay. Got to live with them. You know, but you know you be on your P's and Q's and know that the motherfuckers might try you. Everybody keep a little something
mm-hmm.
on them. You better, because she might touch up and eat you.
And that motherfucker better get her nut up with her. Bitch, I'll cut your ass too. I'll eat white tonight. White meat tonight. Shit, pork ain't the only other white meat, goddamn me. Shit. You got me fucked up. Oh my God. Hey, look, check this out, y'all. Hey, it's 4:20 somewhere, man. You know we gotta get off into a break and pay them bills, man. It's 4:20, so smoke it if you got it, man. We gonna go ahead and get that. You know what? I wanna hear me some rap star. Where you at, rap star? Let's go. Boom, Lee, rap star 412. Let's get you.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, catching younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, Da Vinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block of something special. And every time I hear you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. Get my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on this, a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style and mama, you are worth it. Please believe me when I take your picture perfect. You my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. Digging your style and mommy, you a worker. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make your ass. Lower curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fan. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty with Aliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress to you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game. And you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation for my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed, with the rose petals, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, girl.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style, I'm mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect.
Hey, if you just now tuning in, you hear live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you got something to say. If you hit it by mistake, hit the one and it'll take it back. That was the one and only Rap Star 412, Mona Lisa. But, hey, now we on to the hot seat, man. Oh, my goodness. Okay,
let me say this. I don't know who all was into this, but real quick, I know it's over and done with, but I got into it with a lot of, you know, Facebook friends about this. The whole royal wedding thing, real quick. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it, but it's popping, so we got to talk about it. I got into so many people about this shit, and let me be clear, Caucasian pink people, let me be clear about this shit. Please understand that while y'all mad about him marrying a mixed woman, you know what I'm saying? We as African Americans, black, well, me myself, I'm mixed, but I am partially black. So in the eyes of the law, I'm still all the way black because I'm not pink. You feel me? Even though I'm light, but look, we derive from kings and queens as our people. Period. Y'all was doing it for fun. We did it because that's our heritage. You feel me? So let them people do their thing. And while y'all talking shit, the only motherfucker that clowned was the father. Her father is white and her mother is black. She got dreads, a nose ring. She looked just like her mama. She's a very pretty woman. But man, they was fuming. You feel me? Hey, y'all big mad or little mad? Y'all real mad is what I'm seeing. Because I got into it with a lot of people about this shit. Probably lost some motherfuckers on Facebook. It's Facebook. It's social media. I don't care. Might lose some today. I don't fucking care. But I'm going to say what I got to say. So with that being said, did any of y'all see any of that or want to comment about what's been going on with that royal wedding shit?
I'm going to be honest. I've seen... I was just saying... I seen it, but I ain't really care, so I don't really got too much to say about it. Like, that wasn't my focus at that time, but I seen it.
I seen the, you know when they were talking about it that morning, I seen, you know what I'm saying, on Good Morning America, but hell, I was at the dentist, right. So I don't know, give a damn who was doing what. The bitch, they ain't give me no money. The fuck? They ain't bought me no dress, the shit, no shoes, and no puss, or nothing else. The fuck them. I'm happy for them. You know? Listen, all I could do is congratulations to her for the big come up, bitch. High five. The bitch I'd have took that bag and ran with it. Listen, he ain't gonna never get away from me, goddammit. Nigga, you locked. It's on. What and how many kids we having, bitch? I'm already ready. I'm up on the stirrups right at the end. Soon be good. What?
I can't wait till they have a little seed. This is going to be a beautiful baby. He's a ginger,
yes,
and she's mixed, got that pretty skin. It's going to be a beautiful baby, but I always root for the underdog because me, my whole life, I've been the motherfucking underdog, so I'm rooting for y'all. Fuck what everybody say. Do you? But anyway,
I'm happy for
move pressing forward.
I'm happy
that
he had the guts to even bring someone like that home and push the fact, you know, like I love her. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I want.
Yeah.
He was going to be with her, even if his family didn't like it. He was going to still be with her.
Regardless.
He might not have been able to marry her. But at this point, he's never going to be the king or whatever anyway. You know, it's too many people, too many of them before him.
Ahead
of
him.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah. He got going to make it, but that's all right. He still got that bread. That's what time it is. Listen, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck it. She hit the goddamn lotto. Listen, you know, that's like the Mega Million. She above that. Shit, bitch. What? I ain't mad at her.
Ain't never
got to
act another day in her life.
Shit. What? But it's the whole she should still keep, you know, being herself. I don't know if she going to still, you know what I'm saying, do that. But shit, that bitch got it. She ain't going to never have to worry. Them babies going to be well off. They going to be okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Part of that royal bloodline now. We is family, remember?
Shit, what? They couldn't get me out this thing. Go, divorce me. You got to be kidding. Uh-uh. Motherfucker, you can do what you want to do. I ain't leaving. What? Bitch, we in this to the end.
We family now. Hey, look, but anyway, moving forward, man. Moving forward, look. Okay, so if y'all don't know, you know what I'm saying, Jada Pinkett Smith has started her own web series
which is I believe it's called Red Table Talk. Yeah, and you know what I'm saying, doing pretty good, you know what I'm saying? Okay, but recently when she has her mom and also had her mom and Willow on there, her daughter, her Will's daughter. So she came out, Willow came out and told her mom in this, you know, live that
she's cutting herself.
The pressure, you know what I'm saying, from being the star of a kid of a star, you know what I'm saying, the pressure got too much for her. She didn't know how to handle it, and she was cutting herself. You know what I'm saying? She said she still has some residual scars, but I mean, the mom and the grandmother was, you could have bought them for a penny. So, you know, social media went ham on Jada, like, what are you doing? What kind of mom are you that you didn't know that your child was cutting herself and doing these things to herself? And, you know, they went hard on her. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, when you come from a Hollywood family, you know what I'm saying, you juggling yourself, you know what I'm saying, your kids, things of that nature, your career, you know, it gets hard. But what do you? I'm gonna go to you first, Niecy, and then Rap Star. You follow up for me. But with you having a gang of shit on your plate, you being the mom on the line, you know what I'm saying? What do you think about the situation? Do you think that they just went too hard with going in and calling her a horrible mother and things of that nature because of what Willow came out live on her show and said that she never confided in her mom to tell her until she was live on air?
Well, to be honest, kids don't tell us. You know, things are secretive, but I'm not going to say that she was a horrible mother, but I don't understand how, no matter how busy you are, when you have that time, you make that time for your kids. Listen, that's a girl. You ain't never went into the bathroom, you know what I'm saying? It just be y'all time. If that's where it's got to be, in the bathroom, in the closet while she getting her, you know, her school clothes or whatever the fuck, you know, whatever. You got at some point got to see her skin. You mean to tell me she slept with a long sleeve past her motherfucking wrist? You know what I mean? Slept, woke up, took a shower in that shirt and everything else. You never look to see. You never, like my daughter, she home now. She home from, you know, well, she been living at home, but you know, she be on the campus most of the time. But she's home. Listen, I just went in the room and I went to messing with her. And of course, I rubbed right up her arm. First thing I said is, oh, your shoulder's breaking out again. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. You gotta pay attention. I'm not saying, you know, as they're growing and you're busy, because I'm busy. I'm real busy. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you still got to take – she ain't like – at the age, y'all don't never go and eat together. You mean to tell me everybody in a different part of that motherfucking house? I know it's a big-ass house, but nobody ever sits and eats together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-hmm. You don't grab her arm.
In the motherfucking summertime, she ain't having a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah, out of question that, because most of the time when the kids got on them big ass clothes and shit, bitch, you black. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, they got some big ass clothes, they hiding something. So at some fucking, you know, form or time, you gotta check. And I don't mean you be like, okay, take your clothes off. No, that's not what I'm saying. But you have to scan. You have to be a mother that pays, a mother or a father who does pay attention when you are with them, no matter how busy you are. Because I'm doing 100 motherfucking things right now. You know what I mean? I'm all over the goddamn place.
Right.
But I'm at home right now. You know what I'm saying? And my daughter spent most of her time in her goddamn room. But last night, today, she in a makeup room. You know what I mean? So I just went on in there, rubbed on her arm. The other day when she came home, I went, made it my business. I went up there and laid in her motherfucking bed and fucked with her. And then I just, you know, her leg under the blanket. And she don't like, because I be making it feel like, acting like it's like a bug crawling on her. I do shit like that. I want to be, you know what I'm saying? Just to fuck with her, because I know it aggravates the shit out of her. But it's still, that's my way of being able to scan and see. Make sure that my baby is okay, regardless how old she is. I want to be able to make sure she's okay. You know, that's just being a parent. You got it. Come on now. So on that one, you know, with that being said, being whether you're a mother, a father, a grandmother, something, sometimes you got to want to, you know, you just cut your eye and glance. It don't take too much to do that. Glance over and, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Right. Mm-mm. Rap Star, what you
that's
think about
I,
that, dude?
You know,
I say, you know what, is definitely lack of communication on both ends. It's just terrible lack of communication. And
well, you know what? It's not just the communication, because the kids don't tell us. They think we stupid right now. They think that, and you know, most kids, even when you were a child, I know you didn't think, you know, you might have thought every child think they know it all. You know what I'm saying? But they don't realize that in order to get like I am now or you are now, you had to be that child's age. And if you didn't do it, you knew someone who did these different types of whatever it could be, you know. So it's not, it might be lack of communication on the mama's behalf. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Not the kids definitely don't tell it. You have to push it out, and that's the least thing that a kid is going to ever want their parents to know.
You know what? You're right about that. You're right about that. You're right. Go ahead.
No, I said go ahead, Rapsaw.
I was saying she's right about that, but when two people like my dad, me growing up, me and my dad, we was always close. I knew he was my father, but we was always close. We never, even as me growing up as a boy, you know, into a man, you know, I never felt no resistance to him. Anything I wanted to tell him or needed to tell him, I was comfortable enough to talk to him. So it's like there is miscommunication, because for some reason, the reason why somebody's keeping something from you is 9 times out of 10, they don't know what you're going to do in a situation. And you're right. You need to have, you know, because everybody is a celebrity in the house, their number one focus should be, I'm a parent first. I'm not mm-hmm. Jada Pinkett Smith, the actor. I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, the mother. I used to watch Empire. And the thing that I liked about was no matter what goes on in the business,
mm-hmm.
they separated business from family, and family always
yeah.
came first, no matter
exactly.
what they had to do. So
exactly.
when you have something like that, when you got everybody in the family a star, okay, yeah, you a star, but you're somebody to somebody first. More than you
mm-hmm.
being a star. And I think that's what everybody's problem is. Will Smith is out there doing him. Like, you rarely even see them out as a family together anyway, for real, for real. Think
mm-hmm.
about it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? For all of them to be at, like, you know, family, like, come on, son. Like these is like the Jackson 5 of the actors. So you mean to tell me that we can't get a family outing of you doing this or they're not faking it. There's a,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of, you know, disconnect, and you can see it with Will's actions and Jada's actions and everything, and that's what we need to do. Like, I know, like, you
it's
know,
going
me growing
back
up
to
as
the basic. It's going
yeah,
back to
just
the
go
basic.
Yeah, just go back. Yeah, just go back to the basics. Like, you can't lose that connection to the point where your child is trying to kill themselves and you don't know about it. Or you don't know that they feeling like that?
Well, check this out, because me and my mom, we was hella close, but I was a motherfucking beast in the streets, dude, coming up. I was a motherfucking mess, but you know what? My mom thought I was, like, the best thing ever and never got any trouble. No, I just hid what I was doing for my mom. I was gangbanging. She didn't even fucking know it. Me and my people took a motherfucking, we took some little metal thing we had, and we burned 107 in our fucking ankles, and I did it just so I would always have on socks around my mom, and she wasn't going to see it, and I wasn't going to get my ass kicked. But I was just me being a silly-ass kid. The people that I know that have confided into me about being cutters, they do confide
mm-hmm.
in certain people, you know what I'm saying? But they say it's something to release pain, you know what I'm saying? I don't really understand that logic because I'm not a cutter, but it makes sense to them. And I guess if that was
mm-hmm.
causing pain to her, that was her way of getting out of it or getting away from all the lights,
mm-hmm.
camera action.
You know
what I'm saying? And they don't tell her how many other kids go through that's in the limelight.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them. But then you got to also look at, there's a lot of them that are in that same situation that aren't stars. This isn't like a rich or poor, like, you know, because I'm privileged. You know, anybody, any family, they're not exempt for living that type of life, whether you're rich or poor. So, you know, it's when you look at these stars, and the problems that they go through as stars, that's also a reflection of us actually thinking about the problems that's going on in regular people's lives.
Yeah.
And know that there's an actual problem because there's actually people. And to go back with your with the whole painting thing, that's all chemistry and bio. You know, when they cut themselves, they release what you call endorphins. This is the same type of thing that help you feel. So when you say I don't understand them having pain, it's the equivalent of motherfuckers who like to be choked during sex. It releases something from them. It's the endorphins. Motherfuckers who got a high tolerance of pain, they have them endorphins kicking. That's what, you know, motherfuckers, they're like, when I cut myself, I feel a rush. I feel, you know, it's the same chemicals running through your body that you would get in, you know, other feelings.
They give you pleasure.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, it gives
well,
you pain.
I,
pain
I
is pleasure.
That,
pain is,
I
yeah.
understand
pain,
about the
yeah.
cutting. I understand. I mean, I understand what you're saying about the cutting. My oldest daughter did it, but she did it as an adult. Mm. She didn't do it as not these two, you know, that live with me until my older one. She did it as an adult, and you know, and I didn't understand. I didn't know what the fuck when I, you know, even as her being grown, when I was like, why you got these damn braces and shit? Why you keep having this shit on? You know, I snatched it, and that's when I seen it and I questioned about it, you know. But she was grown by then. But like, oh, I said, so bitch, you trying to kill yourself now? You know what I mean? You grown, but I ain't got time. You know, ain't nobody got time for all of that. You got kids to live for. You live for yourself and for your children. I ain't trying to be stuck with them forever. You know? Well, she got it together.
Lucy.
Huh? She grown. Super grown.
Oh, my
extra
goodness.
Extra grown. Extra grown with three kids. Are you kidding?
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
This chick right
well,
here. That's
I seen
you.
It.
I said this
well,
chick right here. Hey,
you
look,
know
man.
I'm not going to lie. Shit, I'm going to keep it real.
I already know.
You know, but I mean,
oh,
when they're little,
look.
Like being an adult is harder. You know what I'm saying? For being that she's the age she is, I wouldn't have seen that. But being a child, like the age that Willow was, I just can't see. Mm-hmm. I just can't see why the mother didn't see cuts on her arms. Don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't take a shower in a motherfucking that shirt covering you all the way down to your knuckles. You know what I'm saying?
It's possible. We off the chain. Look, Lacey, we gotta get into a quick break, and then we'll be right back because we gotta get into them honey dip thoughts, man. Gotta get into them honey dip thoughts. So real quick, let's get in a little Raphael, stay lit, and we'll be right back. Y'all house. Let's go.
Yeah. Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night, I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me, I wouldn't tell you sober, I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga, I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit.
Yeah, and that was that Raphael Stay Lit, running behind. Got slide into them honey dip thoughts. Niecy honey dip. What's up with you, man?
Damn, I was starting to enjoy that goddamn song. The fuck? Cut it off quick.
We gotta but your people wanna hear you, boo. Come on now.
So
I'm the one nigga
is,
I'm punctual, damn it.
I was actually
I was looking, well, not just looking, I don't know, in the adult industry, the porn industry, we have a young man by the name of Motor Monster. So a lot of shit going on, you know, and it's really fucked up. Back to the you know, the shit from the orange man, y'all president, you know what I mean, and all this prejudice-y shit. You know, it's starting to take effect. Seriously, I thought it was taking effect in one way. It's really so deep in the adult industry, it makes no motherfucking sense. Motor Monster is actually at this moment in the process of a lawsuit. He is suing Dog Fart for Dog Fart allowing a female talent to call him a nigger. And not just that, he asked them to delete it in the scene, but they continue to put it out like that. You know, it was against what he wanted, and they still continue to do it. And I'm just like, I'm saying, you know, the fact that somebody is calling, you know, the African-American guys niggers, if that's not nothing new. They've been doing it. We've been being belittled. Not just that, but then you got the white ones, the white guys, excuse me, Caucasian guys, calling the black girls, you know, black bitches, you know what I'm saying, black whores and niggers too. None of this, nothing new, you know. But now I applaud him for being the one black man at the top of the chain. You know what I'm saying? When I say that, I mean a mainstream male talent standing up for the black people, you know, the black and the brown people. And he's suing the company for it. And I know for a fact that this is something that he struggled with, you know. And he's no longer in California. He's back in New York with his family, you know, taking care of his parents or whatever. But, you know, I got to applaud him for it because nobody stands up. Everybody talks about it, but they don't stand up.
They don't do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And make a stand. Yes. And he is doing something that, you know, he's getting threats. He's getting like they really going to do something, though, for real. They ain't going to do shit. You know what I'm saying? He's getting threats, you know. It's just, it's fucked up, you know. It's a fucked up situation, you know. But all this prejudice shit has really came out even more. Motherfuckers seem to think this shit is okay, you know. It's okay. And it's crazy because our black men that are in this industry that do allow this to go on and continue to work, it's like you're doing something strange for a little, something extra strange for a little change. You know what I mean? Because you got to pay your bills. You got to pay your bills. So they just accept that shit, you know, and it's
cool.
Sad. But it's, you know, yeah, but it's like you what you complain about. You complain, yeah, the bitch be calling us niggers, this, that, and this, you know. Well, you already noticed what this bitch do, but you still took that damn money. If it was, and y'all giggle
right,
and laugh at all.
Right.
But then why, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. For me, it's a problem. Because you call me a nigger, bitch, I'm like, ain't no telling, fuck all that. I can't play that part. I can't play that role. I ain't nobody's slave. You know what I'm saying? You don't need you don't want me calling you a motherfucking honky. You know what I'm saying? You don't want where is the roles like that where we call, you know what I'm saying, call the girls honky. I mean, you know, call the guys honky. You know what I'm saying? Or cracker.
They don't write those kind of scripts, honey dude.
The only ones that are like something like that, and it ain't even calling the white girls honkies. It's always, you know what I'm saying, they'll call them pigs or this, that, and the other. But that's ghetto gaggers. You know what I'm saying? But
ghetto
you already
gaggers?
Know when you sign off ghetto gaggers. Yeah, that's the company where they choking the bitches, making her throw up and, you know, up on the dick and eat it.
Oh,
shit like that.
So that's some fetish shit or something? Oh, nah, see, I'm lower level porn. I just like to see a good nut and a good fuck and all that, man. I ain't down for that extra shit, man. Ain't nobody got time for that now. You got me fucked up. No, I'm serious. Hey, interesting. I learned some new shit today. I ain't mean hip ghetto gaggers. Nah, I don't want to see that shit. Somebody throwing up off it. No, people.
You know what? I blame.
They be smushing her face. They be smushing the face. But listen, that is the girl signs up for that. It's not a surprise when she walking in. She knew when she came in. You know what I'm saying? That it can get it can be very degrading, but some of them do it. It's only less than a handful of girls that make it any further than that. Only a very few. You know, when they do that, they ain't gonna, a lot of them, nobody really works with them too much after that anyway. You know what I'm saying? If you would degrade yourself that bad, it's only less than a handful that get, you know, go on in their career.
Rapsto, who she finna say, dude?
Yo, I actually blame black people who let that shit slide in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I remember years ago, I was some came across to me that there's like actual porn shows that actually has people dressed
That's
as the KKK.
Mm-hmm.
They dress as the KKK, and they get black
you said
females.
Tuesday.
No, I know they do this because I've seen promotions of it. But it was men dressed as the KKK having sex with these black women, like it was back in slavery time.
Well,
there was a
movie, Roots. Roots was rewritten as a porn, you know what I mean? And it... some of the same, you know, the treatment. That is a movie. There's a movie that is just like.
See, I didn't know that there was a series. All I just seen was like there was like niggas wearing like, well, white dudes wearing, you know,
KKK. That might be something different.
They even had the rope around. Like I was like, yo, this is some sick ass shit. I was like, yo, they wasn't hanging though, but they had like the noose around. I was like, yo, this is some sick ass shit.
Real quick, let me say this, y'all, YouTube, Rapstar 412, Nisi Honey Dip, y'all have forever ruined porn for me. I don't know if I'll ever watch it again because y'all are schooling me on some shit that I'm just not versed on. I'm not used to none of what y'all saying. I don't understand. What the fuck is going on? I don't get it. What? I didn't even know this kind of shit existed. I know they had some fetish shit, and I ain't that deep into it.
Your fetish
but
is
man,
panties.
Oh, my
know
God.
That.
Are you serious?
That's deeper than that. It's way deeper than that.
It's a lot of. I mean, there's so many. You know, I get into fetish. You know, I get into fetish stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I do dominatrix. So, but this is nothing. These things are just things that I myself wouldn't even involve myself in. You know what I'm saying? It makes me want to go get somebody and start calling them crackers and hunkies and shit. If it's just okay like that, I mean, it seems to work for, you know, the mainstream. That's okay for you to call my brothers niggas. You know why I can't call the Caucasian girls crackers? The fuck? Come here, honky. Get over here and suck this dick.
You know what your boy needs to do, and I think it would be so controversial. This is so controversial. I think this is what he should do. Aside from him going, you know, suing, he should make a movie, O.J. Simpson style, the porn version.
Oh, you're trying to get that man slaughtered, bro. They ain't playing that shit about that girl, boy. Oh, you crazy. What are you trying to get that man killed? They ain't playing that shit.
Well, at
this
point,
It's an even playing field since they want to play that game and they got these motherfuckers with KKKs and they have these porn chicks and they doing something that was so fucked up. Like this was like the worst treason against humankind ever and they turn it into a joke, a fetish.
He's at a point where he wants
that.
Nothing to do with the, you know what I'm saying, porn. Like, you know, it's sad because he's a good guy. He's a good person. He's really nice. You know what I'm saying? And I know him personally. You know what I'm saying? And he's cool people. He's real cool. One of the, you know, not stuck up, not uppity, really cool dude. You know? And to know that he went through something like that, he's not the first one. When we first started doing the show, there was a big thing about Javon Jordan. I know him also. And
I don't think everybody really believed it, but now the guys are really stepping forward, you know. But this right here is the what Mo is doing, no one else has done, you know. So he's standing up, you know. He's shining light. He's coming up, and I applaud him for it, you know. Hey, I got his back.
Okay,
the best
check
I
this
can.
Out. I'm a fan of Pornhub. This pisses me off when I do look at that motherfucker. And I go into Ebony, and when I think Ebony, I think African-American, and it's really just all white men having sex with black women. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen a brother in the Ebony section of that. But this shit, y'all telling me it's
no,
fucking blowing my
mind, dude.
No, the brothers
are called, no, but see, the way that the men listed, it is called BBC, Bareback Cop. BBC, and it'll be all white women.
Oh my God! What is going? What is happening? What?
Like B,
yeah, fucking it up.
Bareback.
Oh my goodness! What's happening right now? And Pornhub, I'm gonna need y'all to step y'all game up, cause y'all shit, y'all videos, y'all been on the lower end. Like, come on, I know y'all better than that. I don't know what's popping or who setting shit through, but I'm just saying. I'm not judging.
You looking
I'm
at some
saying.
Free shit. You can't do that. You can't be picking this, and anybody could put something up there.
Well, yeah, shit, fucking
see, that's the kind of shit that we don't be liking to know, that y'all looking up at them free shit. Getting the free shit.
You
ain't paying for nothing.
You streaming that shit, Nisi. Don't be mad at me, Ma. I ain't never pulled up no Nisi Honey Dip shit. What is she here?
Oh,
I never pulled up your shit,
too.
Huh?
It's on here, too.
How you get on a free site?
You own it, Pornhub. You got a bunch of free shit on Pornhub. They might not be long, but they there.
What they gonna ask our boy? What's his name? You call him Mo. What they gonna ask him?
Mo the Monster.
Was he in the act when she said it? And he was like, did he just back up out or what happened? Like,
no,
he
continued. You know, he continued his job. He continued. You know what I'm saying? He's very professional. He continued his job, what he was paid to do. But he, from what I understand, he asked them to edit that out. You know, I guess he felt some kind of way about what she was saying, and they agreed on it. I don't know if there was paperwork. I don't know all of that. And, you know, I guess at some point we will all, once he's able to speak on it, you know, he can't speak on it because, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, they're going to court. So it's only, he can only say so much, and he's really not saying anything at this moment. And I understand that. You know, that's again,
that's
you know, the lawyer's advice. Oh, no, he can only do. But I know at some point, probably when this is all said and done, he'll probably, you know, put it all out. But I do know for a fact that I'm going to say this. It affected something that I was supposed to do with him a couple months ago. This affected. So that's another reason why it bothered me. I was supposed to mean, you know what I'm saying? Yes, we were supposed to shoot when I was in New York. And at that point, he was like, he'd just fallen back from the industry for a little while. And me and him have been discussed working together, you know. And he's literally not doing it at all. It's like, you know, and I understand he's feeling some kind of way. He feels some kind of way about the industry as a whole, you know. And it's sad because everybody ain't like that, you know. But I understand he's hurt. He's hurt, and I understand it. It ain't like something that you could just brush off, you know, him being degraded.
Well, we hope you make that happen with all that and get that rectified. But, hey, man, we appreciate y'all, man. We got to get on up out of here. Honey Dip, Rap Star, go. Honey Dip, drop your hand on me. Drop your hand on my Rap Star, come on.
Nisi Honey Dip on everything, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also catch me every Saturday night on my live Facebook little video TV show, radio show, whatever you want to call it. I'm on there every Saturday night, 11:30 nigga-ish time, so that's about 11:55. Like I said, you can find it on all social media.
Yeah.
Yo, you already know what it is. It's Rap Store. You can hit me up on my Facebook, Cameron Cortez. You can also hit me up on my fan page, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, The Resurrection of Hip Hop. I'm on Twitter, Rap Star 412. YouTube, Rap Star 412. Check out my video, 16 Balls from Cradle to Grave. Straight crazy, baby.
Hey, y'all, we hear every Sunday, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, same bat time, same bat channel. We have a little something for everybody, so we appreciate y'all for chiming in. Join us next week. We be back, okay? We be back, but tonight, we gone. If you missed it, get it on demand. Let's go. Kendrick Lamar, King's Dead, we out.
Miss me with that bullshit. Bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000, I freaked it. I made 500,000, I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
And it's like that little bitch, MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that little bitch. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back, little bitch. Do it, bite back, little bitch, need two life jacks, little bitch. I ain't gon' hold ya, I ain't gon' pressure, never control ya. I ain't gon' front ya, keep it 100, I don't know ya. Boss like Top Dog, boss my life up, crossing over. Stutter steppin', got a Hall of Fame and all my poster. I been ready, my whip been ready, my bitch been ready, my click been ready, my shit's been ready, my checks been ready, my shots on full, that's Armageddon. I got pull, I hope y'all ready, my tank on full, you know unleaded. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire, my team gon' roll up, my Nazi twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready, you know I'm ready, I rain all day, you know confetti. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it.
Miss me with that bullshit. Bullshit.
You're not a gang member, you're a tourist. I be blacking out, I be blacking out. Bought a 83 Cutlass for the weekend. I got 100,000 and I freaked it. I made my 100,000 and I freaked it. I put a Rolls Royce on my wrist, oh yeah. Fuck his baby mama trying to sneak this. I took her to my penthouse and I freaked it. I haven't made my mind up, should I keep it? I got big dog status, it ain't no secret. Lady daddy daddy, slime on me now. Bad thing I'm serving, put me in the car. Lady daddy daddy, motherfucker now. Chitty chitty man, murder everything. Bitch, I'm on the roll and I put that on the game.
Yeah, miss me with that bullshit. Bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I made 500,000, I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
Talk No Filter, Dial House Radio. Be out.